Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden style, the style is George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Bucky speakers, 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future gon' better ya. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move, let's go. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
What's crack-a-lack? What's crack-a-lack? And it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We want to send a shout-out to our official sponsor, Strictly Bought One, one of the hottest clothing lines in the urban market. You already know what it is. And where's when? Suburbia meets urban life. You already know what it is. And also, we want to send a shout-out to Diverse Media Group for doing all of our multimedia and marketing needs, along with Digital Fantasy Media. Definitely, you know, we're definitely supporting, you know, the whole movement. And, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's definitely a shout-out to all the people out there that are definitely, you know, supporting their children's education. Today we're going to have, you know, Young Vicious live on the show today. And he is a 10-year-old MC. And your man is working with Slip and Slides to have a mixtape and all that jazz. Your man is doing it real big. He like a little mini Jay-Z type thing, you know what I'm saying? And your man is so cute and adorable, and he rhymes and does his thing, you know, and he acts. So, you know, Lushy Lush love the kitties. So he's definitely going to be live on the show today. Also, you know, this Friday, you know what I'm saying, I might have Lil Flip on the show, you know, live from his video shoot. And I want to have your man Ghost Rider, you know, talking about his new album and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, and it will be Freestyle Friday, Follow Fridays, you know how we do all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? And also, make sure you follow me on the Twitter check-in, you know what I'm saying? It's at Lush Radio Online. And make sure y'all check out the Trey Songz, you know what I'm saying, album Ready. You know what I'm saying? Your man was on Ustream, you know, looking as sexy, scrumpy, lumptious as he wants to be over there. You know what I'm saying? You're lucky you're younger than me because, yeah, you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, we're going to have the boy Wonder, you know what I'm saying? Lushy love the kitties. Your man, Young Vicious, on the show. I mean, he's 10 years old. Phenomenon, you know what I'm saying? He's all over you with YouTube, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And he is rocking the mic, you know what I'm saying? You remember when, you know, your man Lil Bow Wow, we watching while he grow. Your man is so adorable, and he is doing his thing. He has his own little swagger to him. His name is Young Vicious. And we about to go ahead and go to the phone line and see if we have our boy on the line. And this is sponsored by MNS Media, you know what I'm saying, definitely, you know, providing this interview today, you know, always, I mean, they always get the hot celebrities and stuff, so y'all need to watch their whole movement, man, Google them, they all over the place, you know what I'm saying, real talk. So we're going to go to the phone lines. What's up, what's up, what's up? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up, what's up, what's up? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's going on, family? Hello?
Practice.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, is this my man right here, Young Vicious?
Yep.
How you doing today, Young Vicious?
I'm doing good.
So you 10 years old over there digging in the scene on the gangster lane, huh?
Uh-huh.
Let me give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick. You know what I'm saying? We always give, you know what I'm saying, our new guests some class. So let me give you some class, boo.
All right.
That's for you, boo-boo. All
right.
That's what's up. So, you know, before we get into it, you want to go ahead and give some shout-outs, babe?
Yeah, I give a shout out to my mom, my dad, Native Son, and that's it.
That's what's up, man. You know what? You about to, you know, you just warm my heart. You so adorable. You so adorable. So, Young Vicious, man, what, you know, what made you want to start, you know, rhyming and doing, you know, music? What inspired you to start doing that?
My parents, my uncles, and 50 Cent off of Get Rich and Die Trying.
Wow. So how did it feel when you first, you know what I'm saying, first got on the stage and first did your first performance? How did you feel about that?
It felt good. I felt like I was at home.
Wow. And where you originally, you originally from, you know, you're PA, right?
Yep.
So, and you've been battling since you was 8 years old? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So how them grades looking like at school?
Good.
That's what's up. That's what I like to hear. I like that music, but I like them grades to be good, too. Yeah, that's what's up, man. So you doing a lot of stuff and everything. Who are some of the people you look up to when you know what I'm saying, when you rhyming and stuff? Who are some of the people you look up to?
My dad, my uncles, and my mom.
And your mom? Who are some of the MCs you look up to, you know, that are in the game now that you like? Who are some of them that you like?
Jay-Z and T.I.
And T.I., that's what's up, that's what's up. So, you know, I mean, you know, backstage, you know, Jay-Z referred to you, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, backstage, you know, he referred you, you know, that you basically, you know, felt at home, huh? When he said. So how was that, you know, me and Jay-Z and everything like that?
It was... I can't hear. Huh? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Did you hear what I said?
No.
Nah. I said, how did you feel when you met Jay-Z?
I felt good.
You felt good?
It was
good?
Amazing. Uh-huh.
It was amazing. Were you kind of scared, nervous and stuff? Were you excited? How you know...
I was scared.
You were scared.
But I got cheered up with Young Vicious.
So what was the first thing you said to him when you saw him?
I didn't say nothing. I was scared. I tried to cheer up.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So basically your mom also has been doing music too, you know, and your two aunts, they used to sing, right?
Yeah.
So did they used to sing to you and stuff when you were younger?
Uh-huh. Yeah, when I was a baby.
When you was a baby, so what they
uh-huh.
in front of you. They used to perform in front of you and get you, you know what I'm saying, to basically critique them, huh? When you was little.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right. That's what's up. So tell me about this battling stuff you be doing over here. I heard you be battling people, man. You be going in on them?
Yeah, I be going hard.
That's what's up. You going hard on them? So you think you can freestyle and do a little something for me?
Yeah.
Go ahead and hit it. Give me some young Vicious exclusive right now. Go ahead, all right.
Oh, and I got one thing. I got a video coming out soon.
You got a video coming out soon? What's the name of the video?
It's The Way Your Mama Looks at Me.
The Way Your Mama Looks at Me? So the video, right, before we go on to the freestyle, right, The Way Your Mama Looks at Me, right, tell us what inspired you to do that song.
I was just thinking, I was watching the show. And this boy went to this girl's house, and the mom answered the door, and she said that the boy was so cute. So I was thinking I should do a video for that in a song.
Wow. Do sometimes some people's mothers look at you and say, "You so cute"?
Yeah.
I bet, you know what I'm saying? You know what? Before you do your freestyle, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go ahead and play one of your songs so they can go ahead and hear what you're coming from. We actually have coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like your man Young Vicious right here. So Young Vicious, stay on the line. I'm gonna go ahead and play this, and then we're gonna give them. You know what I'm saying? The Way Your Mama Looks at Me. You know what I'm saying? In the future, we're going to go ahead and play this one for them real quick, and we're going to come back. All right? Stay on the line, boo, okay?
All right.
That's what's up. Right here, you know, this is Young Vicious right here coming up. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a sample of my little man doing his thing, man, and we're going to come back. You know what I'm saying? Coming up, Young Vicious.
Yo, it's me and my man, LD. We the best. Let them old heads know we coming up. All right? Let's get them.
We the youngest, yup. We the youngest, yup, yup. Tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We the youngest, yup, yup. We the youngest, yup, yup. Tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We coming up, up. We coming up, up. Tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We coming up, up. We coming up, up. Tell them old heads. We coming up
to the top, not the bottom. My stay still high, like I'm trying, I'm flying. Listen now, I keep a smile on my face, just like my dad did before he died. I'm still mad and I'm sad at the same time. And I'm cool with new pants and new shoes, a new shirt. And I'ma pop my collar. Let's go to see the President Barack Obama. And it's cool now, so let's go now. I'm still standing high, holding my ground. Let's do this now, let's all rap. I'ma say this one for my city and my trap, yo!
We the young shop, yo! We the young shop, yo! Tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We the young shop, yo! We the young shop, yo! Tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We coming up, up. We coming up, up. Tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We coming up, we coming up, tell them old heads, we coming up.
If the old heads know we coming up, tell Barack Obama, I said, what's up? Tell him I got my swag on with my Louis Vuitton, yup, something like my dad, what, that is my rap, yup, and I am the best rapper could be, yup, and I am the best from YC, yup, and nobody can stop me. NLD coming up from YC, young boy cool as can be, young boy fly cuss, and everybody trying to figure out why he so cool, why he so touchy, and why the girls love him, and why you got the swag of mix clubbing, and I'ma take it slow, like a slow song, and I'ma take it through and not say the wrong song, and I'm not wrong, and I'm going on, I keep my flow higher than Louis Armstrong.
We the young shop, yup, we the young shop, yup, tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We the young shop, yup, we the young shop, yup, tell them old heads, we coming up, up. We coming up, up. We coming up, up. Tell them old heads.
we coming up, up, we coming up, up, we coming up, up, set 'em all in, we coming up.
Coming through the DMV right now. Pulled up, popped the laptop. Guess what was on? My girl Lush. Lush Radio Online. Yo, what it do? Know the name, know the difference. N-O-E. It's your boy Noah in the building. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. I got the boy, little man, Young Vicious, live on the line, man. He is the most cutest, adorablest thing. And you just heard coming up, and y'all going to hear the way your mama looks at me, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely going to have that hot video for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? And we going back on the line with my boy, bye, Young Vicious. Young Vicious, man. That I see your skills over there, boo. You up there rhyming like I don't know what over there.
Thank
for
you.
Real. Love
oh, yeah, and on the first verse is my hype man, LD.
Your hype man, LD? Wow, you a
yep.
Boy. You got a hype man and everything, don't you? That's what's up, man. And can you tell me something too? I mean, I heard you know football's my, you know what I'm saying, favorite sport. I heard that, you know, even though you grinding with your music and everything, you still make time to play football as a cornerback.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You good?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to come
running back. I play running back, too, now.
Wow, let me find out. You multitasking over there. That's what I'm talking about. And we got to shout out the York City Boys and Girls Boys Club. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely doing his thing. So if you're in York, man, watch out for my man Young Vicious out there running out there, man, for real. So, you know, that one right there was coming up, and we're going to give y'all, you know, the way your mama looks at me, you know, so... And that's definitely a hot one right there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to look out for that. You know, and also, you know, Young Vicious currently is in the studio finishing up his mixtape hosted by Slip and Slide DJ 5053. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, tell us about the mixtape, babe.
The mixtape is going to come out at the beginning of next year.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Are you doing any collabos with anybody, or is it just all you?
It's me, my boy LD, and Easy, the lyrical sicko.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And y'all, for y'all that's listening here, I'm going to tell y'all, this is the cutest thing right here, man. He is such a hustler at a young age and so into the whole grind of getting in the streets and grinding. I wish some of these adults would do the same thing. But this man said he got his own little kid street team that goes out in the streets and sells his CDs. Tell us more about that, homie.
I have my homies sell CDs for me, and I get $2 out of what they sell, because they sell the CDs for $5. I get $2 out of what they sell, and then I go out and sell some more so I can make a good profit.
Wow. You sure you 10 years old?
Uh-huh.
You sure you don't want to be my accountant? Oh, boy, you was getting it. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I want to go ahead and give them, you know what I'm saying, the way your mama looks at me and stuff. You want to introduce this one for them, Young Vicious?
All right. Coming up. All right. This next song is The Way Your Mama Looks at Me, Young Vicious and I Shine.
That's what it is, The Way Your Mama Looks at Me.
Looks at me, I kind of feel like she is thinking me. Might plain to see. Is it real or is it fantasy?
Some of that, you know, from your man, you know what I'm saying, you know, young, vicious, you know. So, you know, that was a little snippet of, you know, the way your mama looks at me, you know what I'm saying. And you know, you definitely doing your thing on there, little man.
Thank you.
That's what's up, man. And I see you on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Where were you at when you was doing your YouTube joint?
I was at work fair at the Toyota Center.
At the Toyota Center, you was doing a tour, weren't you?
I was doing a concert.
You on a concert? Well, it was on a concert. You was definitely commanding that stage like you was a pro. You know, nobody coached you how to control the stage. That's all natural.
No, it's all natural.
That's what's up, man. I'm definitely impressed, and I heard that you doing some acting and a little bit of modeling and all that, man. Tell us more about that. What made you get into that?
I like to watch lots of movies, and I look at my favorite actors, and then I want to be just like them.
Who's your favorite actor, babe?
It used to be Dwayne Martin. Now I gotta say Tyler Perry.
How you doing? But I like Tyler Perry too, boo. And y'all need to check him out on YouTube on the High Off Life Tour. Type in Young Vicious, V-I-S-H-I-S, you know what I'm saying? High Off Life Tour, man. Check him out, you know what I'm saying? Google him. He's on YouTube. Little man is doing his thing, you know, definitely. So the other thing, you know, dealing with the whole music industry and thing, what do you think is the hardest thing for you? Sometimes
writing.
Writing sometimes is hard for you sometimes?
Yeah.
Sometimes you get writer block sometimes and everything?
Yeah,
I understand that. I get that sometimes when I do my poetry. I think every artist has writer block sometimes. So you ain't the only one in that boat, boo. You know what I'm saying? What do you think is the biggest thing, you know, the biggest thing that you think has happened to you since you've been doing music?
I've been improving all my rapping skills. I've been getting better and better as the days go by.
That's what's up, man. That's that persistency. You just stay into it, you know what I'm saying, and keep doing what you're doing. Where can people check you out at, boo? You know what I'm saying? You know, I know they can check you out on the YouTube and everything. If people want to hit you up, you know, where they need to go through to hit you up to, you know what I'm saying, book you and everything like that.
MySpace.com/NativeSunRecords.
Okay. That's what's up. We definitely, you know what I'm saying, you guys gotta need to check him out on MySpace, you know what I'm saying, or you can contact, you know, his publicity, you know, out there, because, you know, his publicity, you know, they ain't playing no games out here. They is definitely putting him on the mat when it comes to his, you know, his music and everything that he's doing, you know. So you guys need to check his promotional team, MNS Media Group, Ernest Jackson Publicist. You can email him at mnsmedia@gmail.com, or for bookings and features and commercials, you can contact Native Son Records, you know, Mr. Wilson, the manager, at durvelwilson@gmail.com. I'm telling you, you see pictures of this boy, he is so adorable. Why wouldn't you want him in your commercial? All I'm saying is, can you get that Disney Channel money? What's up with that?
Yeah, I'm going to get that Disney Channel money.
What's up with that Disney Channel money, man? That's some good money, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to holler at Disney to put you on, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, if you get on Hannah Montana, man, all I want you to do is shout me out, okay? Because I watch it, too.
All right.
Don't forget to say Leslie on there. But, Vicious, we got a caller on the line. You want to take the caller?
Uh-huh.
Okay, caller from the 3336. You're live with 10-year-old MC Phenomenon Little Vicious on the line. How you doing?
I'm good, Les. This is Mike Check 1-2. Is this thing on? Say it all together like a pimp name slipped back. Yeah.
Well, what's up with you, man? We got the 10-year-old Phenomenon. You want to go ahead and ask him a question? He's a 10-year-old MC doing this thing.
Yeah. My question to you is, what's your goal?
Huh?
What's your goal?
My goal is to be the biggest rapper ever in history.
Oh, yes.
Hey, with that said, would you say that you're gonna make your focus not to follow the pattern of those that have been the biggest in history?
Uh huh.
Like to make your own lane?
Yep.
Perfect then. That's on point right there.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I see nothing but, you know, lights, cameras, you know, action, and him doing his thing. He's definitely, you know, surrounded by a lot of support and positive, you know,
that's
energy,
wonderful,
you know, around his world. And he definitely loves what he does, because if you see this boy on stage, you would think he has a coach telling him what to do.
I feel that.
Your boy is definitely doing what he needs to do on stage. And you know what? I don't know if you were able to catch it, but he basically has his own street team of little kids that sell his CDs. And
wow.
Vicious, tell him how you do that. Tell him how you know, you get your profit and anything. Tell him.
Huh?
Tell them about how you got your street team and how you make your profit and everything. Tell them.
I got a bunch of my friends, and we are selling CDs. So I gave them a couple CDs each, and they sold them for $5. They gave me $2 out of what they sold, and I go back and sell my own CDs so I can make a good amount of money.
That cute.
Yes, man. I'm speechless over here. That's incredible.
Oh man, and this young boy is only 10 years old and doing it.
That's a true entrepreneur right there in the making.
he met Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, and Jay-Z said that he looked like he was comfortable at home. He's working on his mixtape, which is going to drop out soon, and he's going to have a music video coming out soon for The Way Your Mama Looks at Me.
Wow. Well,
so, man, Young Vicious is definitely doing some big things. Young Vicious, if you could tell the world anything that you want them to remember you by, what would it be that you want them to remember you by?
I want them to remember me by my skills.
Skills. That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying, of everything that you're doing. And, you know, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, are looking and waiting for more from you. And I am just so excited because, you know, I love the kids. If you was here, I'd give you a big hug. So, do you play video games? What's your favorite video game?
Madden 10.
Madden 10?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to play you. I'm going to have to crush you.
You ain't going to crush me.
I'ma see you. We're gonna play Madden one day, man. I gotta come to PA and check you on the Madden games and stuff, man. But I'm definitely proud of you, and I want to congratulate your mother and your father and all that, the wonderful family you have that's supporting you and definitely giving you the structure that you need, because, you know, this industry is very cutthroat, and I'm just glad that, you know, you're definitely, you know, going in the right direction. I'm so proud of you and what you're doing. You heard me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm definitely proud of you and what you're doing, and, you know, we want to thank M&S Media for definitely, you know, Mr. Ernest, for definitely, you know, providing this interview with this young phenomenon right here, man. And definitely, you know what I'm saying, check him out, support his movement and everything, and support him. I mean, this young dude right here is writing his own lyrics, performing, doing his thing. I mean, and he's definitely an entrepreneur already, and he's acting, you know. And don't forget to check out M&S Media Group, Ernest Jackson, his publicist, mnsmedia@gmail.com. And also for bookings, features, commercials, and contact, Native Sun Records, Mr. Wilson, D-U-R-V-E-L, Wilson@gmail.com. You already know what it is, man. We love you and we support you so much, Young Vicious. And if you could tell any of the little kids that, you know, that's younger than you that want to, you know, do what you're doing, what kind of advice would you give them?
I tell them, don't, if you want to rap, don't give up, keep going. And make sure you try to make your voice be heard.
Oh, that's so sweet. I swear, man, you know what I'm saying? One day you're going to get older and you're going to look back, and I'm so excited that, you know, I was able to interview you today, because I see so many big things for you in the future, and I just want to say God bless you and everything that you're doing, and I definitely support you, you know, and any new updates or anything you got going on, you know, just let me know. You know, and hopefully I'm able to see you live in person. We can snap some pictures and play some Madden. You know, and I had some candy for you, too.
Ooh.
For real. But that's what's up, man. I love you, man. You stay doing what you do, man, and we definitely going to holler at you on the flip side. All right, boo? All
right.
That's what's up, man. We was live with your man, you know, Young Vicious, live on the show. We want a special thanks to M&S Media, you know what I'm saying, for all their support, man. And do you have any last shout-outs you want to do, Young Vicious, before we leave?
I want to give a shout-out to some more people. My little sister, Michael Jackson.
What?
Lush Radio, Native Sun, and Rock Nation.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm just loving this so much. You make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
And tell Hov I'm coming for his head.
Definitely, man. I love you. I love you, man. Keep doing what you do and keep making your parents proud and stay focused and, you know what I'm saying, keep making them runs and making them touchdowns out there on the field, man. Don't stop, but keep doing music and stay true to what you do. All right, boo? All
right.
That's what's up, man. We'll see you on the flip side. Young Vicious is out on the show on Lush Radio Online. Definitely support him in his movement. You know, definitely check him. You know, Google him. He's doing his thing. Watch out. He is a triple threat. He is doing his thing. You already know what it is. Well, we're going to go and go to a commercial because you know how we do. We got to pay the bills.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired of hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush, man. We had Young Vicious on the line. You know, definitely talking to us about, you know, everything that he was doing. But we're going to go. We got one last caller. Caller from block number one, Crack-A-Lack and family.
Oh, man, you know, man, oh, man, oh, man, Lush Radio, Lush Radio. I'm glad to be on here.
Who is this?
What's happening, man? It's Rena C. You in the building, you know.
Rena C, man, you missed the young 10-year-old MC, man.
He was on.
Yes, man, he was on here just now. His name was Little Vicious. Yo, you that you know, Young Vicious. I mean, not Little Vicious, Young Vicious. But I
Little
mean, he was
Vicious,
on here.
Young Vicious, man. Now I read something in an email that was sent out, but
yeah,
I wouldn't check it out on YouTube. You did.
He was so. He is so adorable, and he was so, like, you know, so cordial and everything. And he, you know, he said, I have a street team that consists of all my friends, and they go out and I let them sell my CDs for $5, and I get $2, and, you know what I'm saying, then I sell my own, and then, you know, that increased my profit. I said, wow.
Like that, bona fide hustler.
Already at 10 years old, and, you know, he was dropping his jewels and stuff. He was working on his mixtape with Slip and Slide DJ, and his music video should be coming out soon and everything. So he definitely came on here. I was definitely proud of him. And he doing some acting and everything, you know, like my man DJ Hustle, you know, out there in the Cali area. But Rendog, what's up with you, man? What's crackin', what's poppin', man? Bay Area building, man.
I'm gearing up for this it's imported release, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be imported over there in Asia and over in Europe, you know what I'm saying? Always never heard. It won't be coming out to the States unless people trying to get a hold of it, then it'll probably get over here, but yeah. We got some exclusive distribution over there overseas, you dig? So, you know, I'm excited about the new project. About the dub off, you know.
That's what's up, man. Y'all cats better, you know, pre-order that, man, because it's going to be crazy, man. Your man Renacy definitely, you know, drops down some serious stuff for y'all, man. This dude is like a lyrical bandit, you know what I mean? And besides being a lyrical bandit, your man is, he also produces also. I mean, he said, how's the studio going and everything, man?
The studio's on a standstill right now. It's just sitting on ice right now. I mean, I got all the components. Everything is just not assembled. It's not assembled up to my liking right now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So it's been on a standstill as a result of my hands being in other projects. So that too, you know what I'm saying? You know I'm talking about that Lushy Lush.
I understand that, man. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. But you'll get it to the point where you're liking it in the way that you like and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So how has it been, you know what I'm saying, for you, you know what I'm saying, this past weekend? How was your, you know, Memorial weekend and all that jazz, man? You know, did you cook out? What you do? Did it rain out there? Because it sure did rain in my area.
No, as a matter of fact, in my area, it was heated. Nice, you know. I shout out to the Bay. You know what I'm saying? To go hang with the family, you know what I'm saying? Went to go see my nieces and my nephews and stuff. You say what's up to them. Snatched up a few plates, of course, you know what I'm saying? Gotta snatch some plates up wherever you go.
Hey, man.
You know, I didn't get this size for not doing nothing.
You know? You're crazy as I don't know what, man. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. But you know what? You know what's crazy, though? Even though we on our last little bits of minutes and stuff on the show, you know, I'm real late on this. This, you know what I'm saying? I guess I found out maybe like last week or so that your man DJ AM is dead. Like, he kicked bucket and all that.
What?
DJ AM is dead, dog.
It's a dead dog. Wow.
Dead dog, man. Your man is dead, man.
I didn't even know that.
Apparently, what I heard allegedly was, you know, he had an overdose or whatever. But man, that dude was getting bank. It's something like, wow, what happened? Like, you know, that's crazy.
I need you to stand by for 1 second.
We gotta stand by for 1 second while Renacy either goes and retrieves something or gives us more updates. But man, your man DJ AM is supposedly, you know, like, wow.
Wowzer.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna give an endorsement. I don't know what brand this is, but you know, to all the beef eaters, I'm not a beef eater. I haven't been a beef eater for a long time. But I was in the supermarket recently and noticed they had something to the equivalent of beef jerky. It's called, they're like little buffalo chicken. It's good.
I guess it's good the way you chomping on that thing. I was about to tell you, what the hell are you eating?
Shouts out to them, man. Shouts out to them cats right here who make that.
Little buffalo bites, man. He gonna make me wanna go get some little buffalo bites.
Yeah, they good. That's
some serious stuff up there, man. But yeah, your man DJ AM like kicked the bucket, you know, so it's like,
wow.
Dang. You know, like dude was like, you know, how much was he getting per show? Like, I mean, he was getting top dollar per show as a DJ, right?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I wasn't his accountant or nothing like that. But yeah, I believe he was getting it. He was sitting pretty.
He was getting, you know, God, you know, rest in peace, DJ AM. But you know what kills me is the people that are sitting on their top and got a lot of money and a lot, and either they go on overdoses or they either, you know, you know, do something crazy, put their, jeopardize their career, or they go back to the streets. What is that about, man?
I don't know. That's foreign. That's foreign territory for me.
So that's some wild stuff right there. But you know what?
I never wanted to be a street dude like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've always wanted to be a businessman. You know me. I believe in the motto. Thanks to one of my mentors, rest in peace, Dr. Mudavana. But you know, as a result of that, you know, I've always believed in black excellence. So, you know, I don't know, man. The street life thing is just not for me. So, for those who might think it's nerdy or squared, and so be it.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not trying to dodge bullets. None of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool, man.
The streets has no love for nobody, honestly. So, you know, I just, you know, hope that people out there, we just try to stay safe. And, you know, it's unfortunate that people that have so much bountiful, you know, wealth still aren't happy with their wealth, you know, are still going through depression of different things, you know. So, you know, life is messed up, but try to find some kind of peace in your life in some way, you know. You know, so try to find peace, because we have too many people dying. It's like mad people dying back to back. Crazy, you know.
I mean, for those who are in the entertainment business, I mean, I have one thing to say to y'all. I mean, if you a street rapper, you playing a street guy on a movie, you know, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? But understand your business, man. Understand the business side of the things. You know what I'm saying? That treat all this entertainment like it is, what it's called, entertainment. That's all it should be used for, man.
Because some people take it too seriously, man, and it's like, I mean, some people don't even have a regular life and stuff because they so wrapped up with, you know what I'm saying, the entertainment business. I mean, this thing can really, like, suck you dry if you allow it to, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
that's what it's been doing.
and you know, I definitely, you know, I gotta say shout out to DJ Samoa. You know, her show will be syndicated in a few at 8:30, so y'all listen out for her show, you know what I'm saying? So she's definitely doing that. So y'all need to listen out to that and check that show at 8:30.
DJ Samoa. Shout out to your little mama. This is your boy Randy Ciala.
Yeah, for real. And check out Digital Fantasy Media for all your, you know, digital needs, man. Stuff mastered. I mean, you need to get commercials. You need to get stuff edited. You need to holler at Digital Fantasy Media, man. They ain't playing. When you want crisp, professional stuff, for all these cats that's doing podcasting and all that jazz that really need those, like, breaks and stingers and all that stuff, you need to holler at them, man, for real. They do it at a reasonable cost, you know what I'm saying? And they do bundle prices for you, too. So, you know, definitely, you know, holler at them, you know, for all them needs, and holler at Renacy for any collabos, or you know, you want a cat from the West Coast to jump on your joint, you know, from the Bay Area, you know, and he also, you know, he definitely knows how to arrange music and all that, plays the keyboard, so holla at your boy, you know what I mean?
Yes, so you singers and all that, man, you singers, you bands who need some live piano on top, you know what I'm saying, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And no, the Digital Fantasy Media, since I work with them very closely, they did tell me to push this in. They said, if you come to them by way of Lushy Lush, you know, mention the name Lushy Lush or Lush Radio Online, then you might get an even better discount. You know what I'm saying? So,
can you give them once again the phone number, you know, the Digital Fantasy Media, so they can, you know, call, you know?
Oh, yeah, that number over there is area code 916-534-6828. Once again, 916-534-6828. And for those who are calling, you know, outside of the, or listening outside of the U.S., I believe it's a 1 or a 01 or something like that. Y'all can figure it out. Google it. Oh, if you want to email them, just email them at, let's see, DSM Sounds. That's Sounds with an S at gmail.com, I believe.
Y'all heard that. Y'all heard it, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to tell you twice. You heard it. You heard it. You know what I'm saying? Support, you know, them and their movement, man. They do a lot of major radio stations. They do mine. They do a lot of people. So y'all need to definitely, you know, jump on them, you know, for real, because it's not a game out here. They are, like, totally on point when it comes to, you know, doing your stingers for them DJs out there that need those stingers and that professional voice. You know, it just gives you that professionalism. Holler at them for real, man. Tell them Lush sent you. You know, for real. You already heard what they said, man. They'll give you a discount and everything. You know, your man Ren told you, you know, they said that they'll give you a discount. Mention your girl Lush, man, or mention Ren. You know,
you can mention Renacy, Ren, you can mention Lushy Lush. As a matter of fact, Lush has worked with them. I know that. I know for a fact because Lush has done some voiceover work for them herself. So, you know, y'all can holler at Digital Fantasy Media by way of Lush. If y'all like Lush's voice and y'all want to use the diva here, the one and only Lushy Lush, use her voice, you know what I mean, for your voiceover, you know, Digital Fantasy Media can make that happen as well, you know what I'm saying? It's fair game for everybody.
That's what it is, man. I definitely love Ren, and I love our whole team, you know what I'm saying? You know, Digital Fantasy Media, Ren Dog, Hustle Events, DJ Hustle, DJ Samora, you know, Consulting Guy, Mary Street Queens, Yo Tech Graph, Derek Jordan, and you know what I'm saying, the whole movement, you know, we moving forward. Emma E2K Magazine, we moving forward, we moving for greatness, and you know, we trying to do big things out here in the game, man. We ain't playing no games out here. We is not playing no games.
Oh, can I give a quick shout out?
Go ahead.
And do a quick public service announcement. Maybe it's not a public service announcement, but, you know, I'm also involved in another project. It's a company by way of a few heads coming together called The Machine, and they actually putting out they cranking out records, you know what I'm saying? Actually, my album going out on the overseas type thing. It's going out by way of The Machine, and actually the Machine is also gonna be pushing the I don't know if they call it a mixtape or whatever, but it's something to that effect. But your boy gonna be on there too, man. So you know, be looking for that. That's gonna be like a free gift. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Y'all need to go ahead and check that out, man. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, if you Google, see, Renacy, this isn't the type of person that you say, well, you need to go ahead, man. He's the dude that you can actually say, Google him, and you will see, like 1,000 pages on this dude. You know what I'm saying? So if you know about SEO, man, look at that, man. Tell me somebody ain't been working out. Man, check that man out on Google. Google him, Renacy, like Hennessy. Check him out online and support this dude. Hit him on Twitter. He will definitely get back to you on Twitter for real.
All of them, man. You could Twitter me, MySpace me, Facebook me. I'm gonna holler back. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very easygoing guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on no Hollywood, none of that, man. You hit me, I hit you back if I'm available. My manager sometimes. More than likely, it'll be me.
Definitely, that's what's up, man. In a few, we're going to have DJ Samora's show, you know what I'm saying, the syndicated on here. She had Fizz Boogie on her interview this time, so it's Urban Radio, you know what I mean? Check her out. You know, it's going to be in a few seconds, you know, so we're going to play her joint in a few, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, y'all go and put some feedback, leave some comments on here. You know, we're going to have your man Ren Dog. Hopefully, Ren Dog will be on the show with us, Renacy, tomorrow with Street Queens, the movement. You know, because we're going to be talking about education, Ren. We're going to be talking about education, like, you know, like with the whole Obama situation where he broadcast, like how many people, like, really decided they didn't want him to speak. They didn't want him to broadcast at some schools. It was just really nasty. And then what do you think the state of the educational system is? You know, the lack of, like, not having enough money to pay the teachers, like, actually you think about that situation, and what are they actually teaching our kids in school?
I'm gonna save majority because that's definitely something I want to be a part of. But that symposium, that piece right there, that's tight. But we know systematically certain people and certain groups, certain cultures, certain areas in this society, are purposely being looked over. So with the funds and all of that, that goes into education building, you know what I'm saying? It's not equally distributed, so.
So even with,
in addition to this whole education issue that's going on with Obama and all of that, it's only making things even worse. So for those who oppose it and all of that, it's not a good thing.
That's real talk, so join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Street Queens and Movement. The panel's going to...
Eastern Standard Time for my West Coastians. That's 5 o'clock.
Eastern Standard Time.
Then
check me again on NSB Radio on your Pacific Time at 3:30. I'll be on NSB Radio. I know it's been a minute, but, shout out to TJ. He was in, an accident and, hurt his arm, broke his arm and stuff, man. It was crazy, but he's back on the scene, so... We'll be back on NSB Radio tomorrow. And check us out Friday. Friday, we might have Little Flip on the show doing an interview broadcasting live from his video shoot. We might have him on there. And also, we're going to have Ghost Rider, talking about his new album on the show. And we're going to interview him, And hopefully, my bestest buddy in the world, Renesisi, will be live on there with me, co-hosting if he gets a chance.
I'm going to have my peoples get it, Lush peoples, because I need to get the new single to her from this other project. I still got a project in the pot that I'm, it is what it is. It's definitely still pushing, but it's overseas. Especially since her show is, you can hear it anywhere. Maybe I can get that to her, and maybe she could premiere it right here on her show.
Yeah, we definitely might have to premiere that on this Friday, and definitely get that cracking. So y'all need to stay tuned, listen to, Is What It Is and the whole movement with Renesy this Friday on that New Music Friday. And if you got artists out there that want to submit their music, lushradioonlinemp3@gmail.com. Hit me up. You already know what it is. Hit me on Twitter. If you want to hit me on AIM, it's LushyLush81. You already know.
Hit me on Twitter.
For real. So we're going to have Ghost Rider. We might have Lil Flip on there. And watch out coming soon. Next month, we should have MC Light on the show. And she's going to be dropping some jewels. So watch out now. Watch out now. It's going down.
Solid as a rock. Light as a rock. That's right. I am the light. MC Light.
It's definitely some real talk right there. And I love you guys. And we out. And we had, your boy on the line. Young Vicious. And we out, Your girl Lush. And you just officially got stamped. And we're going to be here. And keep winning, and keep, keep hope alive and, stay positive, since we did have a young kid on the show, we don't want to, be all, rude and play some absurd music.
No doubt.
So we're gonna keep this clean today. We're gonna go ahead and play some Whitney Houston, I Look to You, real quick. And she hit the charts, though, surprisingly. I guess she still has a lot of fans that definitely love her. She will always be Whitney Houston. We love you, girl. We're going to...
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. after all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.